All right, 1380 WPHM. It has been a flurry of activity in Lansing in this lame duck legislative session, and our next guest has been watching it all and probably contemplating what's next in January when he is no longer the lieutenant governor of Michigan, but he has been for the last 8 years, Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be back on the show with you.
I appreciate you joining us. What have these last few months been like for you, knowing that your days there in Lansing and in your current job are numbered?
You know, I feel like I'm busier than I ought to be right now. In some ways, so people ask me, are things winding down? And I say, well, it seems like, oddly, they're still winding up. But it is getting awfully close to the end. I'm trying as hard as I can to take it all in, to pause here and there and just appreciate how extraordinary and amazing it is to serve the people of the state of Michigan in a position like this, to work in a building like the Capitol. What an outstanding experience, and it's awesome to see Michigan back on track.
What is the legacy of the Snyder administration going to be, do you think?
Well, I think overall it's bringing winning back to Michigan. You could measure it by income growth or job growth or the way that we used to run deficits and now balance budgets and reduce debt and rising up in the rankings. You know, before there was a pessimism about Michigan, and now there's so much more confidence. There's just this expectation that Michigan is on the rise and growing. We are the comeback state, or we're back now, and now it's time to take our state to the next level. And that's a really amazing transformation that our state has been through, and that transformation in so many ways was guided by Rick Snyder and this administration.
So what is it going to take to keep that momentum moving forward without a Republican governor? Obviously, you're still going to have a Republican legislature. What is going to have to happen in these next years to keep the momentum moving forward?
Well, it's all about people. And in the beginning of this, of our administration, the biggest problem in Michigan was not enough jobs. Today, the biggest hindrance in economic growth is that we don't have enough people to fill all of these jobs that have been created, especially people with a very particular set of new skills that are required in a 21st century global economy. So we started and got kicked off the Marshall Plan for Talent, and it is my hope that the future legislature and the future governor will really continue to invest in and even double down on investment in talent in our state, because those states that have the best talent are the states that own the economic future.
And so, and that Marshall Plan obviously involves colleges, it involves a lot of post-secondary training, it involves K-12 education as well, doesn't it?
It does. It's across the board. There are so many different professions, including those that you go to a four-year degree to enter into, but also professions that are in the trades that have a different type of post high school education to prepare for, very high wage, high demand fields. But I could not overstate the importance of having more people in the IT fields. I mean, Michigan is already, because of the transformation in the automotive industry, one of the highest concentrations of information technology professionals you'll find anywhere in the country. A lot of people would be surprised to hear that or to know that, but we are now, but we don't have enough. We need to grow that, because information technology is being combined with practically every profession out there, and the more that we can infuse that into all types of education, the better off we'll be in the long term.
I'm wondering, Brian Calley, how do you feel about the Republican Party? It has changed a lot in the last 8 years since you became lieutenant governor, certainly before that when you were in the legislature. This lame duck legislative session has seen a lot of political wrangling. Certainly your primary race for nomination for the governor, that was a strongly contested race against, I think, somebody with a little bit different viewpoint in the Attorney General Bill Schuette. And I just wonder, you know, are we feeling the effects of Donald Trump here in Michigan? What is it about the Republican Party that you think has either changed or not changed in the last several years?
Well, I wouldn't want to oversimplify it and assign it all to one person. I think that the way things are today has been a long time in coming. It's been growing over a longer period of time than just the last few years. It does seem like I'm going to be stepping into private life here a few weeks, and it feels like the right time, because my style, which is one of bringing people together and finding consensus, working hard, even across party lines to make good things happen, like that style seems like it's a bit out of style right now in our political system. And while I do plan to stay involved, it won't be in elected office. And that is it's just one of those things where it goes in cycles, and sometimes the overall system moves toward a more confrontational approach, and I don't think we get as much done when it's all about the confrontation or all about the fight. I'd rather people work hard on finding consensus and solutions than scoring rhetorical points. So I certainly wish everybody the best, and I am hoping, I'm rooting hard for incoming Senate Majority Leader Shirky and incoming Speaker Lee Chatfield and incoming Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that they'll find a way to still make good things happen in a time of divided government.
Is this transition going to be difficult for you, or are you looking forward to getting back to private life?
Well, there are a lot of things that I'm looking forward to, get my life back and skip my nights and weekends back as well, and having a different type of a pace. But don't misunderstand that for being glad to be done. I'm going to miss it. The pace of life and the number of things that you can do, the ways that you can positively impact other lives in a job like this, it has been an amazing and remarkable experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm so thankful to have had it, and I will definitely miss it when it's gone.
Do you know what you're doing next?
Yeah, I pretty much know what I'm going to be doing. I won't be announcing it quite this early, because we still got a lot of work to do here. But I've got a heavy lean toward what I'm going to do after the first of the year, and I'm going to try and have my cake and eat it too. So I want to take a step back from politics, but not so far back that I'm not working I'm not involved in work that impacts public policy.
All right, fair enough. Well, Brian, if you get over to Port Huron sometime, stop in and say hi, okay?
I would love that. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian. Good talking to you. Take care. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Michigan's Lieutenant Governor, at least for a few more days, Brian Kelly on 1380 WPHM.